Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's quite a privilege to be here at APHA presenting our research that we've been working on. And it's even an extra privilege to be introduced by this year's winner of the Creative Achievement Award, Elizabeth Barn Daniels. As Ms. Daniels said, my name's Melissa Grandchamp, and I'm a Salish Blackfeet, and I live on the Flathead Reservation in Montana, and I'm currently a nurse practitioner student at Montana State University. Over the next few minutes, I'm going to tell you about our tribal and public health care provider initiative and our team's work on the recognition and prevention of fetal infant child exposures to environmental toxins.
So can you speak closer to the microphone? Mm-hmm.
Do I just press it down? Oh, this one? Okay. The red? Okay. All right. So our community academic partnership consists of members of the team who are collaborative partners from the community. Some of them are here. Barb Plouffe is from the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes, and she's a community partner. Lori Lambert, she's the Salish Kootenai College instructor, and she's also a member of our team, and she's our EHEC facilitator. I just want to mention that Salish Kootenai College is our tribal college on our Flathead Reservation. Emily Colomita is our community partner, and she's from the Lake County Public Health Department, myself. Anne Hansen, who you'll also hear from today, and she's an MSU undergraduate, and Dr. Sandra Kuntz, who's also MSU, Montana State University collaborative partner. Oh, and I also want to mention that we're funded by the from the Center for Native Health Partnerships and the National Institute of Minority Health and Health Disparities. So to give a little background, the Indian Health Service is divided into service units based on regions throughout the United States. The Flathead Reservation falls under the Billings Service Area, which covers all of Montana. Here are some statistics for our Billings service unit. Although we really don't know the full range of factors related to American Indian fetal infant demise, it's our premise that some infant mortality and morbidity related to environmental toxins are preventable if hazards are detected and mitigated early. We believe that community-based partners and frontline healthcare providers are uniquely positioned to recognize potential population and environmental problems. The research has three aims. The first one is to be advised by the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Environmental Health Advisory Committee, or EHEC. Secondly, to provide pediatric environmental health continuing education to healthcare providers. And finally, to engage healthcare providers and other members of the community in the identification and prioritization of potential hazards to decrease fetal infant child mortality and morbidity on the Flathead Reservation. So in order to meet our first aim, the Environmental Health Advisory Committee was formed. Since this research follows principles of community-based participatory research, it is very important for us to be guided by members of the community who understand the culture, tribal traditions of the Confederated and Salish and Kootenai tribal people and who live on the Flathead Reservation. The Environmental Health Advisory Committee meets monthly. They review our work and provide suggestions. For our next aim, we wanted to provide pediatric environmental health continuing education to healthcare providers. So a conference was planned, and experts in the environmental health field were invited to a one-day event. Focus groups were held during the last 2 hours of the conference to determine priority issues related to environmental toxins that could impact children. Activities that occurred during our conference were the registration of 100 attendees. Our tribal health director did an opening welcome for us, and a prayer and was performed by the children's immersion school from Inkoosim. And then we had two presenters, Dr. Catherine Carr, who is the director of the Northwest Pediatric Specialty Unit out of the University of Washington, and Dr. Wade Hill, who is an environmental health researcher and associate professor at Montana State University in Bozeman. Also who presented was Dr. Lori Lambert and Dr. Susan Christopher. And then we also had talking circles and focus groups, which I'll tell you more about. Participant observation and field notes were also taken, and participants also received CEUs for their attendance. This is a picture of the school, the Inkoosim, the immersion school, that it's primarily to teach the Salish language, and they did our opening prayer, and they sing, to open the day, they sang the Salish version of the national anthem. Here are some key partners that we're glad to have connections with. And here you see Kevin Howlett. He's the director of the Tribal Health Program. And Doreen Valley, she is an elder and also one of the reservation's leaders in bringing healthcare issues to the forefront. And of course, Dr. Sandy Kuntz, who's our collaborative partner. And here's just more pictures of our conference attendees. Research design. Our research design uses a community-based participatory research approach and mixed methods, including qualitative, naturalistic, and quantitative data. We are approved as exempt by the Montana State University and Salish Kootenai College IRB. Participant characteristics. In terms of our participant characteristics, most had a college education. We had a strong tribal representation. And here you see pictured two community members. One is our tribal health nurse and our medical director at the Salish and Kootenai Tribal Health. So years of practice, this was an interesting mix of relatively new and experienced providers. Upon registration, we asked all 100 participants this question: have you ever had training in pediatric environmental health? Interestingly enough, 85% said no, they hadn't had any training. And this finding is consistent with findings around the country that indicate the need for more environmental health education for healthcare providers. We also provided pre and post tests in which the post test showed significant improvement in environmental health scores. And so here's a picture of our attendees. We are data hoarders, so we wanted to get those back and grade them. Okay, to give an example of the type of education provided at the conference, I'm going to share with you some of the information shared by our presenters. Dr. Catherine Carr provided information about key exposures for children of the United States, and these are some of the things that she listed. The Then, based on the information we provided to Dr. Carr about our environment and geographic location, she discussed possible hazards that local healthcare providers should be aware of. And these are the things that she came up with. Dr. Wade Hill, he gave a 101 course in taking an environmental history. This is the screening environmental history form that was provided to us by the National Environmental Health Environmental Education Foundation, which is an excellent resource, and we provided it in the packets of the conference participants. Environmental tobacco smoke is one of the environmental issues that we are concerned about on our reservation. So Dr. Wade Hill, he gave an overview of the national statistics. Dr. Lambert discussed the medical ecology and indigenous model that considers the multi-determinants of environmental health. Finally, Dr. Christopher gave an overview of the definition and purpose of community-based participatory research. Her session was especially important since our intent during the last 2 hours of this conference was to engage local providers in dialogue and tap their extensive knowledge and expertise about the communities around the reservation and the county. Focus groups. For the focus groups, 40 participants were pre-chosen by the research team based on their expertise and knowledge of the community. We enlisted 5 experienced focus moderators. A protocol was developed that each moderator followed. The initial questions were developed and then tested using an outside educator health professional to determine clarity of the questions. The focus group sessions were recorded and transcribed, and participant observation field notes were taken. The topics and the questions included local infant mortality and morbidity, environmental health issues, and healthcare provider educational preferences and needs. I know you're not quite able to read everything on this slide, but I did bring a copy if anybody would like one, but this is just the slide of our focus group questions that we utilized during our focus group sessions. Here are a few of our moderators that led our focus groups. In summary, I just want to say community-based participatory research and focus groups provide an excellent approach for engaging local health providers in dialogue regarding priority pediatric environmental health issues. Healthcare providers with little or no pediatric environmental health education are empowered through specialty education and can successfully link new knowledge with their expertise of the community. I'd like to thank you for your time and attention, and my contact information is on this last slide. Thank you.
Are there any questions for Melissa? How did you select who was going to be at that conference?
We went through the registration and the... Okay. We looked at the registration, and on the registration, we asked people where they worked and their years of experience. So we tried to hone in on those people that worked in the local community.